Today on Unjaded, I want to help you with your sales page. And this comes from a conversation that I had when I had the opportunity to audit a sales page for a CBD alumni member who's in my mastermind. I'm going to walk you through a lot of the different pieces of sales pages that we looked at when looking at this new website that she was building. And I know I have talked about this before here. However, this person has gone through a lot of training with me and still forgets some of the things, or falls for looking at other people's sales pages and thinking, oh, maybe I should do it that way. That sounds really good. That feels really good to me. Maybe that should be it. So don't beat yourself up if you're going through this and thinking, oh my gosh, I should know this. Oh my goodness, she's told me this before. I will continue to repeat things here and in my paid programs so that you really get a handle on how to make this flow effortlessly and seamlessly from you into good copy that brings your ideal fit client right to your door. So who am I to be talking to you about your sales page? I'm Vicki Dixon. I'm an emotional manifesting generator 2-4 profile in human design, and I'm a quad right. I'm a copywriter, and I have had or started, built 5 multiple 6-figure businesses across 5 different industries. Business is my love language. I don't know what it is, but it just keeps pulling me back in. And when I was 18 years old, I had a career counselor tell me that I would spend my life in linguistics and sales. And I thought he was a lunatic. Who the heck wants to do that? Yet here I am, showing people just like you, entrepreneurs just like you, how to use your words to call people to you. How to be more you to call people to you, so that you can forget the templates and having to memorize formulas and all of the things. There are some key points that we're going to go through in this episode about your sales page, and I'm going to help you to tweak your existing sales pages. But it's not about becoming someone else. It's about showing people who you are as per your human design. So let's dive in. The very first section that people see, the first thing that people see when they go to your website or your page is the above the fold section. We call it above the fold because it's before people have to scroll. It's the first thing they see. It's got to reel them in. On this particular page that I was looking at, the person had led with XYZ group coaching program for XYZ people. And that makes me want to bang my head against the wall. Because we have to remember that your sales page is not about you. Your sales page is about your ideal fit client. It's about calling that person to you with every word. The very first line, the very most important thing that people need to see is something that helps them understand they're in the right place. Now, this person said to me that she did that because she was using keywords. And I'm just going to say breathwork. It wasn't that, but I'm just going to say breathwork so that we don't identify the person. Breathwork group coaching program. And my reflection to her was, is anyone searching for breathwork group coaching program? And she said, well, maybe not, but that's what my competitors are using. So we Googled what her competitors, we Googled breathwork coaching program, and they were all crappy sales pages. They were all crappy SEO descriptions on Google. There wasn't one thing there that would make people want to click. So imagine if this is your sales page and everyone else that comes up on Google or in chat is saying something about them, something about their group program, something about their methodology. And you speak to the soul of your ideal fit client in words that say, I see you, I know you, I get it. You're in the right place. You can be damn sure that your sales page is going to get the click and keep them reading. So some of the ways that you can do this, we call it self-identifying content. Some of the ways that you can do this are by asking questions. We've all seen sales pages like that where someone might say, do you struggle to understand how to bring people into your group programs? Do you struggle with creating a sustainable business without burnout? Are you tired of buying templates to try to find your voice and you just wish you could say it like you say it? Not those things, but let's just roll with me here. Another way, my very favorite way, is to create a headline like you would see on the Inquirer, if they still have that, at the grocery store checkout line. Something that's going to immediately draw your attention in and make you look. This could be a shocking or startling statistic about your industry. It could be the headline of a story that you're going to tell. It could be a client result. It could be something that speaks to, like, one of the things that I could use in my business is, would it surprise you to know that only 6% of entrepreneurs ever reach six figures? Or even better, only 6% of entrepreneurs will ever build a six-figure business. Can you see how that's so much more powerful than join my group coaching program? So this is your opportunity, this above the fold section, to really draw your person in. It's not about keyword stuffing in this section. I'm not an SEO expert. My hack for SEO is, what would someone Google to find this? If this were the answer to someone's problem, what would they Google to find it? And that's what I use for SEO. So this person was using group coaching program. I don't think there's a soul on the planet who's searching for group coaching program as the answer to their solution. So that's the above the fold. And when we're thinking about SEO, we want to balance it with conversation. We want to balance it with actually keeping people on the page. Because what good is it to get someone to land on your sales page or your website page if they're never going to read it, if they're not going to go any further, if they look at it, see above the fold means nothing to them and click right off? That SEO did you no good. So really think about how you can address someone's problem and provide the solution, and address their problem and provide the solution. How can you paint the picture of what's possible for them? The brain is wired for possibility. They want to fix this problem in their life, and they're looking for someone to help them to do that. And in order for them to identify you as the person who's going to help them, they have to understand that you understand the problem. They have to know that you get what it is that they're talking about. You need to validate their concerns, and you need to let them know that you see them where they are and you'll meet them there. And take them through to the transformation. Everywhere on your sales page, we need it to be about the result and not the process. What is the transformation? There's an episode of Unjaded. I'll link it in the show notes for you. It's something about the two words that will improve your sales. And those two words are "so that." In every piece of copy I look at, I'm looking for the "so that," which means that, because, I want to see reason behind it. I want to see results. I don't want to see fluffy things like, if we go back to the example of breath work, understand how to breathe through the stress in your day. It means nothing to me. Why does that matter to me? It's your job as the entrepreneur, as the facilitator, as the writer of this sales page, to tell me why it matters to me. What's the "so that"? What's the result on the other side of that? If there's a pain that's going on in their life, or a problem that's going on in their life, something that they're doing wrong, let's say, wrong in air quotes, what does that mean in their life? What's actually happening because they're doing that? Because they probably don't even realize that it's a mistake. So that's where you can use that, which means that this is actually happening. So you're continually showing them the deeper meaning behind everything that you're doing on your sales page. We live in the information age. We're inundated with information day in and day out. When your sales page just sits on the surface, or your website just sits on the surface and doesn't actually call people in and make them feel seen, you're just adding to the noise. So really take it another level. Force yourself to look at that copy and say, what does that mean in her life? What will happen when she actually learns to breathe through the stress in her life? What is not understanding how to breathe through the stress? What is holding her breath causing to happen in her life that she doesn't even realize is happening? What's the consequence of this? What if this goes on for the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Where will she be then? Show them. Walk with them. That's your job. Because they don't get everything that you do. They don't understand the importance of it. And they long to know how they fit into this puzzle, or how you can fit into their story. Go from me to you, or from we to you. As much of your sales page as possible should really be about the person reading it. there's only ever one person reading or listening or watching your content at any given time. So I'm not going to show up on Unjaded and say, hey, you guys, thanks for being with me today. I love it when you do this. Some of you did this. Some of you did that. No, I'm talking to you, the person with your earbuds in your ears walking in the park right now. The person who is driving her car and staying focused and thinking about, oh my God, I got to watch this. I got to listen to this again because I have to make notes on how to improve my sales page. I'm talking to you, and your copy needs to do that as well. So even when you're speaking about yourself, even when you're speaking about the collective, as in we or us, you can always flip it back to you, the person reading it. And I would encourage you to do that as much as possible. Another thing to watch for, and this is something that we had to do in this sales page, is look to remove generic, overused words. So many people are using ChatGPT to write their copy and just calling it in. And I know that's not you because you're here listening. Words like aligned, empowered, overwhelmed, anxious, stuck, any of those types of words need you to qualify them. Aligned doesn't really mean anything anymore because everyone's saying aligned. Aligned to what? What does that mean in her life? What does that give her? What's the result of being aligned to whatever it is that she's aligning herself to? Overwhelmed. We're all overwhelmed. The world is overwhelming if you haven't noticed. What specifically do you help her move through the overwhelm into? Stuck. What's she stuck with? Everybody's stuck. Pick something. Pick something that you can lead her through being stuck, being anxious about, being overwhelmed about. And if there's a word that should come off the table entirely, I really believe it's empower, because it is so overdone now. It seems like every chatbot is using empower, 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 and empowered all throughout. So watch for those generic overused words that aren't really going to mean anything to her anyway. You can use AI for this. Use AI to find you words that could mean the same thing that speak more clearly to the transformation that you provide. And then use multiple identifiers. So in this particular case, again, I'm going to try to speak to it without identifying this person's website. Let's say you were speaking with empaths. Well, maybe not everyone who's an empath knows they're an empath. Or maybe not everyone who's an empath uses that word. So how can you pepper in different things that mean the same thing? How can you pepper in different language patterns that she might be using? And here's where knowing your audience is really key. When you know your audience, when you're paying attention to the words that they're using, when you're doing market research to find out what it is that they are saying about themselves and how they're describing themselves, then you can use their words in your copy to make it more powerful, to make it speak directly to them in a way that they're actually going to identify with. Really important piece of the puzzle here. The best tip that I can give you for this is that when you find a piece of content from your ideal client, when you have, let's say you've been in a one-on-one coaching session with them, let's say you've been on some sort of a call, even someone else's call, and it's a niche neighbor of yours, you could download the chat, put it through your ChatGPT, download the transcript of anything you've done in client work, and ask ChatGPT or the AI that you're using to identify the language patterns of your ideal clients. What questions are they asking? What problems are they having? How are they speaking about themselves? Those are things that are going to be gold in your own content. And sometimes you might be creating objections that aren't even there. Last week, when I talked about Charlie's sales pitch, in her sales pitch, she brought up a money objection that probably wasn't even there. And she put it in people's minds. And that's the last thing that you want to do. So you're not going to lead with the time commitment, the format of the program, the pricing of the program, the timeline of the program before they understand the value. You want to lead with the value so that by the time they get to the nitty gritty, they're like, oh my gosh, take my money. This is the best deal ever. It's only that much money because you have built the value throughout your entire sales page. You have discredited the mistakes that they might be making or the alternatives they might be choosing. You've let them know that you're their person. You've identified them over and over and over again. You've taken it so deep with the layers of so that, which means that, and because that they are longing to work more with you. Your sales page is a piece of content, and all of our content needs to move people closer to working with us. And if that piece of content that you're using or piece of copy in your sales page that you're using doesn't move people closer to working with you, then why is it there? Remove it. If it's not going to move someone closer to working with you, take it away. Chances are that you're overcomplicating writing your sales pages. And I do understand that it's a big job. I get that. We work on sales pages and about pages and home pages and all of the things in Content by Design. And I get that it can feel daunting. But if you tackle it one page at a time, one section at a time, and you stop following generic templates, you use good copy rules, good copywriting tips that I have shared here on Unjaded over and over again with you. Go back through any episodes that relate to your sales page and use the information there to create your sales page and your copy in a way that's going to draw your people in. And then leverage your human design. Speak like who you are. You want to know what you're here to say. What is the message on your soul? How are you supposed to say it in a way that it lands? I'll give you a hint. It's both the most natural thing in the world for you to speak in a way that it lands and the most conditioned thing in a world. Tracy Goodwin, a powerful voice coach, says that your voice is the orchestra of your heart. And our voices are where we carry perhaps the most conditioning. So in Content by Design, we look at removing all of that conditioning, layer after layer after layer, so that you can say what you came here to say, so that you can speak the way that you're designed to speak, and so that you can understand exactly who you're speaking to, so you don't have to second guess yourself. You don't have to follow all these bro strategies for putting all of this trickery into your sales copy so that you can hook people in. I don't want to hook people in. I want to draw from my soul to your soul into my world. And if that's what you're here for too, then I would love to invite you into my next free 3-day masterclass. Inside this free 3-day masterclass series, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to speak to sell without feeling gross or salesy. I'm going to lead you through what your content needs to have to draw your ideal fit clients right to your door without bro marketing tactics, templates, following influencers, second guessing yourself, being online 24/7, burning out, all of the things that you don't want. It gets to be easy. We're going to start the process of deconditioning all of the layers of crap that are covering up your beautiful voice, so that your people can hear the orchestra of your heart and come on in and work with you. The link is in the show notes to register for the masterclass series, and I can't wait to get started with you.